My dear friend, how have you been? Have you eaten well? Have you been drinking enough water? How was your day? I wish that your days were spent in love, with friends, family, and the joyous gift of life. I hope you've been spending your time well in this long period of silence from me. For only we ourselves live in the worlds of our minds, and we have the powerful choice of viewing the days as a blessing or a tragedy. But it's been a long, long while. I'm sure plenty of good things have found its way into your palms. The wonders of achievement, the gratitude of being with someone. I hope you've been smiling all this while. Me? Oh, me. There's nothing much from my side. The fire had been left unkindled for a selfish reason. I had escaped to think. I needed to wonder, to find a personal space in the world to think. Many things have happened in recent times, and they paint a bad year for me so far. Grief, despair, a crisis of identity, and the loss of a dearly beloved one. I had lost my other half to distance and time, and it had taken a toll on me. To be forgotten is a fear I can never face, no matter the years past. I had lost such a large part of myself to intangible concepts. It's so tragic that I could only laugh at my own. The loss of such a powerful connection can really bring me down, and I learned that the hard way. She's doing great now, though, I'm sure. I'd celebrate and love her all the same from where I'm here. Then there is the impending loss of a dear family member. A pillar of wisdom for me is about to disappear. Well loved by the family. I only wish to spend more time with him. All this accumulated and manifested such dark thoughts in my head, an existential crisis of who I am and where I belong. There is no home where I'm going, thoughts like that. The world became numb to me, and I couldn't kindle the fire. But the stories must survive. They have to go on. And here I am, recovering. A calm but wounded man, with a heart whose scars are lined with gold and born immortal to grief alone. But the show must go on. There's a quote that I'd like to share with you, found in the Far Eastern lands. Steel is tempered 100 times. We have to stay tempered to survive, to live. We learn from our mistakes to prepare for the next peril in life. This may just be 1 out of 100, and to survive, these stories must be told. But really, I'm smiling again. I hope I can share this smile with you someday, in person. Then we can share our stories together. I'm glad to be back here with you, my dear friend. Until next time. I'll be waiting by the fire. From your dear friend, N.T. Clover. Hey guys, Norman here. I hope you enjoyed the mini cryptic update up there. My mind is a lot clearer now, so we can get straight back into posting up more stories. Going a little less poetic now, there will be a few updates to the show. One, I found out that it was difficult to sort out these stories by their genres and categories without explaining them beforehand, so I'll add a little segment before the story starts to talk about the podcast and the story that's coming up, etc., etc. The rest of it will be the same, as always. The story and notes for the story straight after. Two, I have a few new shows in the works due to my recent career achievements. I have started podcast consulting for narrative podcasts, creative podcasts, and, you know, things like that to accommodate for those, as well as to create a variety of content, I've decided to launch a few other shows. Because I have to dedicate time to them as well, episodes for Tempered Fables will be released bi-weekly. Yep, every 2 weeks or every fortnight. Before, in season 2, twice a week was insane for me. I burnt out, and in the end, I wasn't really happy with the quality of my work. And given recent events, I am willing to slow down on the fictional short story creation process in order to accommodate other projects coming in, as well as to go for a quality over quantity sort of mindset when it comes to Tempered Fables, because these are stories that I really love and I want to make sure that their quality is something that I'd be proud of when I tell the story in person to other people, which episode number and which character, etc. So yeah, bi-weekly. 3, the Tempered Fables website will be going through an overhaul, as usual. For your reference, it's temperedfables.com. All the episodes are there for you to listen to through your favorite browser or mobile device, and you can read up a little more about me. There's also a picture, although it's embarrassing. I tried to be cool, but really I'm not really that cool of a person. If you want to put a face to NT Clover, you can find that there. And that's it. Episodes will resume on the 30th of September. That's season 3. After a few months break, I am finally coming back to this, and I'm really, really excited for you, my dear listener and my dear friend. Thank you for listening to my stories so far. I genuinely really appreciate it. You mean the world to me. It's really nice to know that there's support in this world. And as always, I'll see you in the next episode. Always waiting by the fire. Norman out.